tell us what is the latest out there?
We have about another 3 inches of snow from last night. Plus, we have drifting, and where the drifts are, they're up to like 4 to 5 feet deep. The other problem we have at our school is we're running out of parking space, so we've got to get over there this morning with a loader and open the entire yard up. And we're just trying to really be sure that we have safe travel for the residents and the buses, of course.
How unusual is this type of storm for you guys?
It's not completely unusual for the town of Florida. It's just that when you get 30-plus inches of snow, the men don't get a chance to rest, and the equipment gets a little bit tired quick.
And so talk about that. You must have had to literally be out in full force last night and yesterday.
Yes, but what I try to do is get the road safe up to a point, get my men back home, let them get some rest, and get back out, because you can't have tired people running equipment that's as large as what we have.
Absolutely. And so you had about 33 inches, and then you got another 3 inches last night?
That's pretty much the number, yes. Right around 3 feet total.
That's amazing. How high are the snowbanks out there?
It depends on where you are. There are places, the plows, we got to go out shortly with our real large trucks and wing everything back so we can get our roads back to the full width.
And so, some of them must be 4 or 5 feet high?
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And so what the plan today, the priority today is what?
Well, once we get the roads open for safe travel, get the kids in school, we're going to go back out, widen all of our roads, and treat our roads again, and try to get that 4 feet down the center of the paved roads that's clear.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I appreciate your time.